On it goes. A slow downward spiral. Drifting further and further. WFOD begins now.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host, Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
Hello.
And the albino alligator, the king of pranks, the popcorn bitch, old hustlin' Hulse.
Is this our Independence Day week episode?
Travis, it is Independence Day.
Happy 3rd of July.
So if you guys are out there enjoying some BBQ and some fireworks, thanks for tuning into the Dub FOD.
Yeah, I hope you're playing this experience around your barbecue. It'd be great.
There's nothing that says America quite like the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program, Travis. You know what I'm saying?
And Roman candles.
Guys, phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Guys, we have one hell of a program for you tonight. You know, it's drunk. This was a drunk suggestion, Travis.
I don't have many of them.
It is the 30th anniversary of the film Beetlejuice.
Don't say it three times.
Beetlejuice. I won't say it a third time. Later on in the show, we are going to be recasting the eventual remake of that movie.
Exciting that we're going to be recasting this movie. You know, Michael Keaton did an amazing job in the title role of that guy. Always a fan of Michael Keaton, a fan of this movie. Tim, one of Tim Burton's best, and I'm excited to do this. It's been a while since we've done a WFOD recast.
It has been a quick minute, Travis, but that's going to come up a little bit later. I do have some things that I want to talk about. I had a vision earlier today, Travis. Did you see that it was a week ago, Travis, that I saw.
When it happened last week, okay.
It was last week, Travis, that I saw the news that the old guy from Pawn Stars died.
Oh, the old man?
The old man, he
I
died.
See that.
Yeah, I think he was in his 80s. So he had a pretty good run.
That's unfortunate.
Especially in his later years, you just got to like hang out behind that desk and yell at that big dude.
Right, eat chicken wings. Chumley is his name.
Chumley, yeah, that's right. Chumley.
Didn't Chumley like go to drug rehab or something?
He did.
Is he like a sexual assault
was he
or
a
something?
Sexual assaulter?
Don't you worry.
Oh no,
he makes plenty of money. Don't cry for old Chumley.
Well, oh, what I'm does that making plenty of money have to do with sexual assault? Drunk.
He got out.
Oh,
he's got plenty of money. He's out. It's fine.
But Travis. See, I was thinking about the Pawn Stars and, you know, people watching that show and, you know, the storage wars and the people that build the houses. There's a whole network of people building houses.
All go-tos at the drunk household.
Well, watching also, the HGTV. You watch people build houses. You watch people sell houses.
We watch the Pawn Stars.
Do you watch that show with the guy who makes tree houses?
I've seen that a couple times. Yep.
That's actually pretty good.
We like the Pool Kings at our house.
What is Pool Kings? Explain Pool Kings.
So they go and rip up your backyard and make you a custom pool in about 12 weeks later.
It's just a show about making. I saw one that they make aquariums.
Yep. We
There's
that
Doomsday, the Doomsday Preppers, where they build Doomsday bunkers.
There's like 30 shows where they compete to see who can make the best cake.
I hear you.
What was Vanilla Ice's? Did he renovate houses?
Yeah, he renovated houses. There's a lot of people that watch people like go do jobs.
Did the first episode of the Vanilla Ice show, when he revealed it to the homeowners, did they say, Nice, baby.
No. Hell no. No. I refuse. No.
See, in post, Travis, I'm just letting you know what's going to happen so it doesn't catch you by surprise. In post, I'm going to add that Price is Right horn after that joke, Travis. Just so you know, I don't want it to catch you by surprise. I don't want you to be like, hey, he didn't do that during the show. No, I did it afterwards, Travis. I added that horn. Right. Travis, what I was thinking, you know, like all of the Jersey Shore people and stuff, once they're not doing Jersey Shore and like, you know, all the Real Worlds and Road Rules people, do they just go get jobs at Kohl's afterwards? I mean,
Enterprise, actually.
Enterprise rent a car?
Yep.
They just sell. What if we made, now this is our $1 million idea, Travis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm copywriting this. I'm going to write it down and I'm going to send it in a letter to myself.
To the patent office.
Just to myself so that I have the copyright.
Yeah, that's the poor man's copyright.
That's what you do, drunk. You seal it in an envelope to prove that you thought of it first.
Have you ever done that, by the way? I've done it. I did it in the past when I was a child. I copywrote one of my original comic book characters, which was not original because I just copied his likeness from an action figure that I had. So think that one would have held up.
Travis, I made a character. He was a ripoff of Shatterstar from the X-Force. And his name, he had those double bladed swords, which is why he's a ripoff of Shatterstar. And all I did was I got a thesaurus and I looked up different words for intense. And the guy's name was Zealous.
Ooh.
Yeah.
One of my bad guys for this original character. Mine wasn't as grand as that. He was simply called the Protector. But one of his bad guys, I also used a thesaurus because he could never be caught. Like our hero could never catch him. So he was just called the Elusive.
The Elusive? Oh, wow. See, Zealous, Travis, there was a problem with him, though, is because like the way I designed his helmet, there was a piece of his head in the middle that had to be exposed or else he'd be a guy with like an indented head. And I made the decision to like just have his brain hanging out on the top of his head, which would put him at a major disadvantage, I would imagine, if his brain was exposed.
Yeah, I would think his hero career would be quite short-lived.
Right. So Zealous was not a great character, but I was like, you know, 10.
Sure.
The reality TV con, Travis. This is what we do. We get reality stars. And they go out on the circuit, they sign autographs, and they do their professions live. Like, you can go watch, like, the house building people make a house, and, like, you know, the concessions are all the people who do the food shows. And, I mean, you pay a premium for it because they're famous, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, of course. Yeah, you get their autographs, it's like $50 a crack.
I mean, if you're getting a piece of cake from the cake boss, you're paying a lot for it. And then you also can get his autograph, you can meet the fucking cake boss. It's a whole goddamn thing, Travis. You can bring your wares for the Pawn Stars to assess. what's the Ink Masters? They can do live tattooing.
Sausage, we had sausage on.
You can watch them tattoo. You can get tattoos. And here's the kicker, Travis. Reality TV Con is going to be a hit on its own. You pay a hefty admission price. All these people are going to be making monies doing their various things that they do. But we're also going to film Reality TV Con a reality show.
Yep, and edit the shit out of it. And you'll have to sign a waiver when you come in, obviously, because we are going to use your likeness. Otherwise, you're not admitted.
Right. Place. Well, I mean, they'll love it. If you're a fan of reality TV, this is your opportunity to be in reality TV.
I think that's a great idea. The only caveat that I have is I know we're kind of geared towards like the professional shows, like the how to's, you know, maybe John Taffer teaches you how to, you know, renovate a bar so it's profitable. But I feel like you still have to have that corner of the convention hall where Honey Boo Boo and Mama June are just hanging out, you know, eating Doritos and shit.
Oh, right. And you can go interact with them and like, you know, they'll do their silly stuff and they'll play goofy music. I mean, you can.
So you have like Big Brother and Survivor and
Oh yeah, nice meet them. Meet them and maybe compete in Double Dare type challenges.
I like it.
You know, there could be a live Kenny versus Spenny episode. Do you remember Kenny versus Spenny drunk?
No.
Travis, am I alone? I know Kenny versus Spenny.
I know the name, but I'm not aware of what it is.
Travis, there's two guys that lived in an apartment together, and they would compete against each other in various things, like they would wear like white body suits, and the first one to get a stain on their white body suit had to get a humiliation, and like, you know, they would like rip out their ball hair or something, or make them eat a booger. Yeah, they would compete in various things. I think it was Canadian, but then they brought it here.
MTV, I'm sure, had to have a piece of that.
Yeah, those Canadians.
They're geniuses.
Yeah, they're good, the Canadians. We don't give the Canadians enough credit, you know.
We sure don't.
I give them plenty of props. That's where my favorite sketch comedy group, the Kids in the Hall, originate from. I love the Kids in the Hall.
See, but I think the Kids in the Hall, you don't think of them as Canadian. I think people come here and then they all just kind of, you know, it's like when somebody who's an anchor on ESPN2 gets promoted to Sports Center.
I thought he was going to say Trailer Park Boys. I just don't get that show.
You don't?
I'm not into that. No, Kids in the Hall, if you do watch like enough episodes of it, I have the entire series on DVD. It is very Canadian. Like they pepper a lot of Canadian references throughout that show.
Don't you think we could probably get a lot of them cheap? Like, you know, we could get Puck.
Yeah, I mean, I would think so. What's Bam Margera doing? You know, he's had some issues. We could probably get him fairly cheap.
And people would come to see them.
Right. And they'd feel good.
So was Jackass considered a reality show?
Sure.
What else would you call it?
Why would you not consider Jackass a reality show?
Well, I guess.
Right?
Sure.
I mean, I don't think that it was predetermined.
It was more of like a stunt show, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, but
they had wraparounds, like when Bam would like run into his parents' house and like beat his dad in the head with something while he was sleeping.
I mean, it was a bit, sure, but it
sure,
was,
of course.
It was his real dad.
Right. And they'd wake you're up, right, like, right. What was the, yeah, he had enough. The spinoff, right? Was it Bam, I don't even know what the hell his show
Viva
was called.
La Bam.
Oh, yeah, Viva La Bam. That was, like, more reality show than stunt show, I guess. Just followed him around. They'd, you know, eat breakfast and shit, planning out what stupid garbage he was going to do later that day.
So are all those stupid, like, Rob Dedrick shows, is that reality TV, too?
Like the Tosh.0 ripoff? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, like Robin Big. That's a reality show.
Yeah, more like
Robin Big. Oh, sure. Yeah. Drunk, I think you could probably get as loose as you wanted with it.
Yeah.
I mean, what really is reality? I mean, I'm sure some of the Gordon Ramsay stuff.
I remember being Bobby Brown. That was a quality.
Is a put on. It's all a put on. Hulk Hogan show.
Yeah, I'd like to. I want to make sure we go all the way back though, because there was a show that I was really into, and I can't even remember how old. Late teens, early 20s.
So I guess like Laguna Beach and all that.
Yeah, I loved. What was the spinoff of that? The next one. I liked that Audrina gal, the brunette. But there was a show like way early 2000s, maybe it was called, it was before the glut of reality shows, and it was kind of like Ed TV. It was shortly after Ed TV, called Joe Millionaire.
Oh, yeah,
remember Joe Millionaire?
Okay, so the idea of Joe Millionaire was, I think they had a poor guy, but he told them all that he was rich, and then they tried to compete.
That it was Bachelorette style, yep.
But then they said at the end, oh, by the way, I don't have no money.
Yep.
And was that the guy with kind of like the longer hair? Am I thinking about the right thing?
Yes.
Maybe I'm thinking, no, Joe TV. I think it was called Joe TV.
No, Joe Millionaire was right.
We'll get them all drunk.
Let's get them all.
Yeah. If the Comic Con, they don't have people involved in comics. They have former Doctor Who's.
You remember Solitaire? That was a great show.
Remember feeling safe?
Remember No Ice Age?
Remember Reagan?
Oh, I remember.
Ooh, remember.
What was Solitaire?
Oh, they put them in this, like, room by themselves and made them do challenges. And then the only person they talked to was this, like, fucking Space Odyssey fucking computer voice. Her name was Val. Oh, it was great. It was, go back and find it. It's good stuff.
Okay. So you want to get them, too?
Oh, yeah.
I need some surreal life people. I want to get Flava Flav back in action.
Yeah, boy!
Yeah. And see, Flava Flav...
Well, I guess we kind of got to separate the reality game shows from the reality...
I don't think we do, Drunk. Well, I think anybody who'll put butts in seats...
Yeah, we're going to get a big... I mean, this is going to be a big convention center. We might have to book San Diego when Comic-Con's not there, because this is going to be... This is going to be huge.
Well, I think it's got to be in Vegas, right?
Well, I mean, we can't just recycle the same people every year, Trevor. So there's going to be reality cons every year. We'll have a new cast. I mean, you know, we'll have Brigitte Nielsen back, you know, for Reality Con 2020.
That's going to be nice. I would think that we'd also bring Corey Feldman that year. I think he's probably not busy.
Did he ever get his movie funded?
Yes, I haven't found out. He's always tweeting in all caps, like Prince, like using fours and things instead of spelling it out. I'm not really sure what he's up to.
It's an artistic license.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I think that's his entire career, right? His artistic license.
Travis, do you ever hear the commercial for the guy who is registering stars for people?
This holiday season, give the most unique and memorable gift of the year. Name a star after someone.
The star registry guy.
Yeah, is that what you can like buy a star for somebody for your loved
yeah,
one?
It's like
name $54
and you can get a star. That
back when I was in grade school, I had a buddy who had a star.
He did?
That's really reasonable when you think about it. Like, get a star named after you for like $50.
His star was named Fred's Quest was the name of his star.
Is his name Fred?
Quest.
His name was Fred, yes. Fred.
So it's a star up in the sky. Do they give you directions to it?
Yep.
You can look at it and you say, that's my star?
Absolutely.
But how can that guy, what right does he have to name the stars?
It's public domain. The stars are public domain.
But if it's public domain, then how can he a right to name it?
You can't.
You know why?
You can't
it's because
do the major
he took
ones
a,
like Sirius and all that shit. They find new stars every day, dude.
Right, and it's also. I mean, he wrote it on a piece of paper. He sealed it in an envelope and he sent it to himself in the mail.
And then that star's name is Drunk?
Yeah.
Yep.
No, I'm not buying it.
It's better than SR 26410.
I think it's a scam, Travis. It's a scam. I'm not for it.
Just like the cash for gold guys. I mean, it's all a scam.
We should name lines on Highway 70 after people.
Hey, no. Yeah, let's put that on our Patreon. That's if you're like a $25 a month subscriber, we'll name a chunk of highway after you.
we'll drive down Highway 70. We'll take a picture of the line on the highway that we're dedicating to you. For $45, it will be the official U line on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get a certificate of authenticity. You know, Drunk, I have all these goalie pictures over here. You see my 8x10s of goalies
over
here?
Yeah, one of them looks like a former host on the show.
And I was cleaning out my closet.
You got Andy Moog in there?
Like I have, like... six or seven Andy Moog. You know,
you got Ken Reggett?
I do. The hardcore champion Ken Reggett. Yeah, I have. You know what I found? I have a whole
Vincent
bunch of...
Vincent Riendo?
I do not have Vincent Riendo. No, I guess I'll have to look that up later. I have several Stefan Fisays.
Oh, nice.
And I don't know why. I have two Bob Asenzas.
Nordique style, though, right?
I have one Nordiques, and I think I have one
Avalanche.
Vancouver Canucks.
Okay.
But I have so many of these things, and I'm never going to have a wall big enough to put them all
on. Oh, don't sell yourself short.
Oh, man, you got to reach for the stars. You got to get that. Put that on your vision board, a nice big wall.
I just need a big wall to put all my pictures on, Travis. See, but maybe between Reality Con and the Highway Line Registry, that's how I'm gonna make it.
That's how you're going to be able to build that wall?
I just need to build the wall, Travis. I don't have funding for it yet.
You just get your neighbors to pay for it.
I could probably just like make it like my new vinyl siding. Just like, you know, stick them all up on my house like shingles. And people will be like, oh, look, it's the Eric Fichot over by the gutter. You know, it's...
I think you could weatherize that. That would be fine. And that would be a very unique home that you would live in.
The only Grant fear I have is for the Calgary Flames, Drunk.
What?
And I have two Cujos. I have one for Toronto and one for the Phoenix Coyotes. I didn't even know Cujo played for the Phoenix Coyotes.
Was that when he had the actual wolf jersey with the moon in the background?
No, not the moon. You know, they're bringing that back.
Are they?
The wolf in the moon.
Fuck yes. That was a fucking great jersey.
With the weird thing at the bottom that kind of looks like chains but isn't chains.
Right. More like a, you know, Indian tribal symbol kind of deal.
Yeah, it's something. It's weird. So, okay. So we're going to line the highways. And they refresh those every couple of years, I imagine. They fade and then they refresh them, and so it's a renewable thing. Your highway line will live on forever.
Yeah, but we're gonna double dip. If they do repaint, you are going to have to resubscribe.
Uh-oh. Well, then, because
what if they change the color or something? Don't you want an updated picture of your highway line?
Like when you're in the star registry, do they give you regular updates on the goings on of your star, or do they just send you the thing once and then you just have it?
Like if you're a zoo parent?
I know at the zoo you gotta re-register every year.
So if you don't renew, like if you die,
then it becomes somebody else's hippopotamus.
Well, you put in your will. Obviously, you say that I'm leaving my star to you know, a loved one.
So you can will your star to someone else, or do you just? I mean, can you forfeit it, or is the star named after you forever?
I mean, I'd hate to see there be some kind of weird family battle after you die to see who gains control of that star that was named after you.
Well, I mean, those people put those decals on the back of their car that says, like, you know, in loving memory of Jim Bob, 1972 to 2012. So I guess a star would be, you know, something that you could remember them by. I think the Mormons believe that you get a star when you die, right? Like to go live on. Is that the Mormons?
Live on it, or do you turn into it?
Do you turn into the star?
I don't think that's Mormons though.
That'd be like buying your grave plot.
It might be
Drunk.
Like the Jehovah's or something.
Yeah. You pick out your star, and then when you die, you become it. And that's how they discover new stars every day, because it's the souls of the former
all
us.
All the kings of the lions.
Everything the light touches, Jeff.
Fair enough.
Okay.
So yeah, let's get the ball rolling on this venue for our RealityCon. 2019, I think, would probably be the earliest we're going to be able to get this thing off the ground. We got a lot of phone calls to make.
Are we doing stadiums?
No, let's just like rent out the whole Flamingo or something.
Like
the
a
Tropicana.
Oh, so we're going to do it in Vegas, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, and then, you know, that's a party place. So all like the reality stars known for partying will be nice and partied up. And they can go to party places and like raise awareness of our thing. Really, yeah. And
we can have a bunch of shills out on the street, like, hey, here's your card.
Right.
Come to the thing.
And all of their modest social media followings, I mean, combined, I think we'll bring a pretty good crowd. I mean, you know, like a little bit here, a little bit there. I mean, we just got to, you know, use the few people who remember, you know, the guy from X reality show, the Property Brothers.
Oh, yeah, they definitely got to be there.
The one thing I say we can't shell out for, though, is those, like, I have so many kid shows. Like, one of the kids. We're not paying for all
like
of the
bringing
kids.
Up Bates, there's 19 of those motherfuckers.
Yeah, you can pick one Bates, like, Kate plus 8, you can pick one of the 8. Or, you know, if there's twins, they look really similar. You can grab those two.
I don't think I want Kate. I want the husband.
Oh, yeah. And all of his Ed Hardy shirts.
Yeah. That guy just said, fuck it.
Oh, yeah. I guess we got to have the motorcycle people, right? The choppers.
You know, that whole show was based on the premise of, like, her just nagging him and him just looking like he wanted to hang himself.
Yeah, and until finally he did just say, screw you, I'm going to bang this other chick, and then I'm going to go off the deep end and man, leave you.
Man, I'll tell you, that guy just said, fuck it, didn't he?
In front of a national audience, you know, like, he knew all of the eyes that were on him and his family, and he threw caution to the wind. He's like, I do not care about the fallout. I'm done with this.
See, and Travis, where is that guy now? I mean, I imagine wherever he is, they're taking most of his check.
Living a happy life, I'm sure.
Yeah, you think he doesn't even give a shit.
Not even have to deal with those 8 kids.
Guy's delivering fucking pizzas. They're taking 80% of his check to go to his 8 kids, and he doesn't give a shit. He's like, you know what? 20% of my Pizza Hut check is better than where I was before.
This double Y in the middle of Utah, no big deal.
That was a nightmare. And it was being filmed, and I looked like a fool. Guys, we are recasting Beetlejuice coming up here in just a few minutes. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll be back in just a minute. Thanks for hanging out. Happy Independence Day, right, Drunk? Happy Independence
Day.
Time once again for the Hollywood Beat with your inside source, Drunk. This week, Drunk talks to Shaquille O'Neal about his new film, Uncle Drew, in theaters June 29th.
Top 5 basketball movies, go.
I think you'll be able to add this to the classic basketball movies that have been made over the years. For me, it's Fisher Save Pittsburgh, White Man Can't Jump, Blue Chips, which I was in, and then Uncle Drew would definitely be in the top 5.
Wrong. Because a list without Space Jam is utter bullshit.
WFOB!
I think we're ready to reopen the park.
This is the 6th time now, and every time, fuck-ups, find a way.
Oh, but this time it's different. Welcome to Jurassic Park.
You monster, what have you done?
This is just, looks like a Caesar's palace. Where's the dinosaurs?
Oh, don't you worry about that. We have them, you bet. But we've abandoned the whole zoo dynamic. That has failed, like you said, like 5 times now. Now we're rebranding and branching out into a whole new venture into the world of competitive sports.
So they race?
Yeah, they race, they fight. People gamble on all kinds of shit.
And this is all safe?
Well, we'd like to think so. I mean, shit, we have all the electric fences and stuff, we always do. It's just hard to keep dusting off the same flawed logic without changing something.
You didn't make new super hybrid predator dinosaurs again, did you?
Of fucking course we did. Are you shitting me? But it's different this time. They're racing. Trust me.
Online and on your mobile device.
Live. Strangelabel.com.
Ever been using your phone's GPS and thought to yourself, this bitch don't know me? Who gives her the right to tell me where to go? Maybe it's time you get the directions from a friend.
In half a mile, keep right.
Go to WFODix.com and look for Waze under the Extras tab.
In 0.1 miles, turn left, and then turn right.
Mike is the driving companion you've always wanted. Get him today.
Turn left.
Here is Mike with a quick update on the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
With $265 million and a 51% Metacritic, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom finished with 135 points for our second round pick. Add in the 280 we got for The Incredibles 2, and you can pretty much assume that WFOD is going to run away with this one. So let's take a moment to think about all the things Random Ramblings with Rob would have scored more points with than that Jim Carrey movie he took. Tag put up 17 points. Hereditary got 23. Book Club got 17. Show Dogs ended with 3, which is still better than 0. And both Overboard and Adrift put up 12. I predict the real kicks in the balls will come in the next couple of weeks when undrafted kid film Hotel Transylvania 3 makes triple-digit cash and Mamma Mia 2 has a solid outing. Not Safe for Water Coolers has Ant-Man and the Wasp coming out this holiday weekend. We'll see how that looks next week.
Sounds good to me. Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Do you want to do your AI rap?
No.
You don't want to do it?
I tried to even read that in any kind of like rhythmic fashion earlier, and it's not possible because it's so shitty.
Do you have it handy?
No, I do not. I closed out the site because my
computer
fan was on.
Well, I mean, it's good. We have to do the bit. We have to talk about it at least, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can. We want to save it for tomorrow?
I don't know.
You mean last week?
Man, this is pretty wild. In a toilet state of mind, what more could you ask for? The old bread? You complain about holes in underwear. I gotta love it, though. Somebody still speaks for the bed.
I gotta pull it up too. There was one line that I just like couldn't. I didn't make any fucking sense to me at all. It was like, what
crazy long green like a cheese. Boy, I tell you, I thought you were a tease.
Like, what's the word blints? I can't take the holes in underwear. Can't take the blunts. I would have tried to flow. I guess I got no blints.
Isn't a blintz like a cheese crepe?
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm going to be really impressed if Drunk knows what a blintz is.
Yeah, yes, in a toilet state of mind. When I was young, my auntie had a red. I was kicked out without no shed. I never thought I'd see that head and a soul alive that could take my auntie's bed. Atal Syria is quite the diphtheria. Totally. Thinking of money. Yes. Thinking of money. Money.
Travis, B-L-I-N-T-Z, blints, and drunk knew what that was.
That really is like a crepe thing?
Yeah, it's like a Danish of some sort.
It's a cheese-filled crepe.
Wow.
Can't take the blunts. I tried to flow. I guess I got no blints.
So what you did is there was a rap generator. What did you find? It's like a computer that...
I don't know what sparked the idea, but I was sitting in front of my computer and I was thinking, I wonder if there's like a song, like a song generator. Like if it just will spit out a bunch of lyrics for you to sing.
So and you sure, just sure, put in a bunch of words?
Yeah, it's like a Mad Lib. So they ask for a bunch of like places, or they ask for like a place and then a bunch of nouns. And then it's like, there's no, you're not filling in any blanks. It's just like boxes. And it says, give me 6 nouns, give me 3 adjectives, give me a couple of verbs. And then they do ask you at the very end to put your rap name in there.
What was your rap name?
DJ T-Chains.
DJ T-Chains. The bread drops deep, as does my cash. I never hustle because the hustle is the ante of flash. Beyond the walls of chains, life is defined. I think of money when I'm in a toilet state of mind.
And this song is entitled A Toilet State of Mind, The Mortgage Hip Hop.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Do you think that there's like a really deep meaning to this, Drunk? Like it, like the computer's trying to tell us something?
I don't know, buddy.
Well, this is what was that last week that I had sent to you? Was that the where the AI wrote the Olive Garden commercial?
Oh yeah, they fed this AI like 100 Olive Garden commercials, and then it made an Olive Garden commercial.
My favorite line from that whole Olive Garden commercial is the very end where it changes the tagline. Olive Garden, when you're here, you're here.
Dude, that Olive Garden commercial got pretty dark.
It was super dark.
It was really weird.
It's like Skynet. Like, it's like the computer is becoming sentient. It's like freaked out because you forced it to watch all those Olive Garden commercials.
Yeah, like a waitress comes over and...
Interior Olive Garden restaurant. You ready for this?
Yeah.
A group of friends laughs at a dinner table. A waitress comes to deliver what could be considered food. The waitress says,
"Pasta nachos for you."
We see the pasta nachos. They're warm and defeated. Friend one, "The menu is here." Waitress, "Lasagna wings with extra Italy." We see the lasagna wings. There's more Italy than necessary. Friend two, "I shall eat Italian citizens." Waitress, "Unlimited stick." We see the unlimited stick. It is infinite. It is all. Friend three, "Leave without me. I'm home." Waitress, "Gluten Classico from the kitchen." We see the gluten Classico. We believe the waitress that it is from the kitchen. We have no reason not to believe. Friend four says nothing. Friend one, "What is wrong, friend four?" Friend four says nothing. Friend four, "What is wrong, friend four?" Friend four smiles wide. Her mouth is full of secret soup. Her mouth is full of secret soup. Announcer, wet voice, Olive Garden. When you're here, you're here.
If we could only get like the transcript of like 50 episodes of our show.
see what an AI would do with it.
See what AI makes a WFOD episode into. I bet it's something like...
Do people make transcripts?
When I was young, my auntie had a red. I was kicked out without no shed. I never thought I'd see that head. Ain't a soul alive that could take my auntie's bed.
I would imagine it would be very similar to that.
Travis, this rap is...
So can you like pay a guy for that?
To
like do this rap?
No, see, I wonder if we could just like... Do you think there's like a program that like you could just feed the audio file into something that will just transcribe all the words?
I don't know.
That should exist if
you're,
it doesn't.
You're the technical guy, not me.
You just take an audio file. When you have your voicemails read out to you and they're never even close.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Like my iPhone. Like, you know, when somebody leaves me a voicemail message, it writes out what they think the person said. And it's usually pretty weird. Yeah, we need to do that with one of our shows. I don't know how you can do it, but we need to figure out how to do it. This seems like something that Liquid would be able to figure out. Liquid, help us.
Yeah, I mean, this finding this rap generator was as easy as typing in
rap
automatic song generator or some shit. So I would think we'd be able to find something.
Well, if not, Anchor knows everything. So
thinking of money. Yes, thinking of money.
So Drunk was pretty excited about recasting Beetlejuice, Travis.
Well, to be fair, Drunk was really excited about recasting Beetlejuice like 2 months ago.
When the actual anniversary was.
Yeah. It was a good idea, and you guys just kind of skimmed over it.
We didn't get to it.
And now here it is, July, and we finally ran
it's
out
still in the year. I mean, it's you never reminded thing, us. Though. We always remembered on like the Tuesday that we were going to record, and it was like, oh shit.
We remember things like way later and do them. The stuff that we thought of a long time ago. That's why we have
our bit. That's what we do.
Right. That's why some of the things we do just seem like they would have been more topical a month ago. Because, you know, we take time to perfect it, Drunk. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So we're recasting Beetlejuice. Remember Beetlejuice, Travis?
Don't say it again.
See, he's a fella that wears a black and white suit. You know, I watched Beetlejuice today to refresh Beetlejuice.
Oh.
Beetlejuice, it could use a reboot, to be honest with you. There's elements of Beetlejuice that are very dated.
Mm-hmm. But it's still a great movie.
It's a great movie.
Not too long ago myself.
Yeah. But, you know, like some of like the weird, you know, like when they fuck up their faces and, like, you know, when Beetlejuice does all his little tricks. Some of it's real goddamn dated.
Yeah, I fear that when they do reboot it, there's not going to be any of those cool practical effects that there were, though. Like the weird guy that got ran over with like a tire and he's still got the tire tracks in him and he's flattened hanging up on that clothesline. I feel like they would just CG that character and it would look not as cool.
CG everything now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I figured we would do the two main characters, the married couple. Mm-hmm. The daughter of the people moving in, originally played by Winona Ryder, and Beetlejuice, right?
How about her parents? I think we should do her parents as well.
Do you write down her parents too?
I only did the four like you told me to.
Well, Travis can do the parents.
Okay,
and Travis definitive parents. See, Travis with the parents, I was thinking about it, and I was thinking that it should either be like
Speaking of the parents in that movie, is the lady in that movie who is the parent of Winona Ryder, is she the worst parent in movie history?
Yeah, because she was
the Home
Kevin
Alone
McAllister's
mom.
Yeah.
And she's also the mom in that movie.
And she learns her lesson by the end. She turns a corner.
Yeah,
sitting around and doing nothing and letting the ghost raise her child. Well,
oh, I thought you were talking about she learned her lesson in Home Alone, and I was going to say, no, Travis, she did not learn her lesson, because there was Home Alone 2.
She learned her lesson in Home Alone 2.
After the second time she lost her child, this time in a totally different city, to be found by the same bandits somehow.
She finally got it together.
By a crazy bird lady.
I wasn't always like this, you know.
Oh, what were you like before?
I had a job.
Yeah, I was thinking that they should, in the original, they were kind of like an artsy group who wanted to remodel the whole place. I thought that maybe in the reboot, it should either be like kind of hillbillies that like want to put big deer antlers on everything, or I was thinking a black family, you know, but that might be bad.
That did cross my mind too, the whole
let's reboot
this movie.
Tyler Perry's Beetlejuice.
Yeah, like right. having Kevin Hart afraid of the ghosts.
When the room turns on you, it's either a ghost or a demon.
Can a demon take over someone? Like, live within them?
Damn, that's some scary shit.
So a demon is about the worst thing you can have.
No, ma'am. An STD is the worst thing that you can have.
But no, yeah, maybe the hillbilly I was thinking. And then I was just thinking, like, I wanted Jamie Presley and Christopher or Jason Lee from My Name is Earl.
I also went a certain way with that, and I absolutely casted not necessarily actors, but actors who played characters in a specific movie as the parents.
Well, who did you have?
So my idea of this this new couple moving in their child, originally I was going to race swap the character Lydia, so I was going to have like an adopted person of color. But I couldn't find...
Oh, like Roseanne.
Yeah. So it was going to be like an adopted... but I couldn't find the proper age, because if you remember, there was some like weird sexuality between Beetlejuice and Lydia that you don't, you know, I mean...
Winona Ryder was actually 16 when that movie came out.
Yeah, but she played like 17. I mean, so, everybody else...
She was
I'm
in high school.
Like so a little
she was
bit
a high
younger.
School student.
So I didn't do that. But anyway, my new family moving in, they're artsy in a different way. So they are like musicians, like rock stars, like not necessarily washed up. Anyway, the actors that I cast are the characters that they played in Get 'Em to the Greek. So I cast as the parents of Lydia, Rose Byrne and Russell Brand.
Russell Brand.
Yeah. So like it's the couple, you know, they were married and divorced or whatever in Get 'Em to the Greek. She was Jackie Q. Rose Byrne was in that. So it's that couple is the parents of Lydia moving into this house to kind of rock star it up.
Russell Brand had a couple of big years where he was in a lot of stuff, and he just kind of went away, didn't he? Did everybody just get tired of the whole Russell Brand thing?
I think so, yeah.
Well, and he also kind of went a Jim Carrey route where he like started writing books and started doing like more like spiritual, weird, like deep
he got
kind
woke.
Of. Hey, ahoy there.
You surf too?
Oh, good Lord, man. I'm just drifting around, you know, getting in touch with the ocean and stuff. It's really pleasant.
Yeah, like, what's the meaning of anything? Why am I doing this kind of shit? You know, like a lot of former drug addicts will do.
Right. So, I guess we'll do Beetlejuice last, right? That's who you do last.
Yeah, I think so.
We'll start with Adam Maitland. Husband character originally played by Alec Baldwin. You know, Alec Baldwin was really playing against type in that movie. That wasn't like an Alec Baldwin part.
No, and that was at the height of Alec Baldwin-ness, right? Where he was like the smooth, like he was married to Kim Basinger at the time, I think, and was always playing like the smooth guy, like the guy that all the ladies wanted.
Right. And I mean, in this, dangerous. He's playing a guy who fucks around with models and stuff. I mean, that was not an Alec Baldwin part.
No, not at all.
So Travis, in the Adam Maitland role, who did you go with?
Well, I needed to get this movie made, you know, to, I paraded it in front of a studio and I'm like, hey, we need to reboot this to get the movie made and to bring in the money that it would take to make this film. I cast one of the bigger movie stars currently, and cast Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt playing kind of a nerdy fella.
Yeah, a little nerdier, a little bit more. Yeah, a little quieter. So he's not. Yeah, yep. Chris Pratt.
See, he should not take his shirt off in this movie. You know, I watched Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 last week, Travis. Not yesterday, but a week ago yesterday.
Yeah, that's right.
And there's a scene early on in the movie where he just like takes his shirt off, and he has no reason to take his shirt off.
No,
they're just like, be like, hey, by the way, guys, Star-Lord's in really good shape. Okay, now let's move on.
No, what we're gonna do actually for Chris Pratt for this movie is we're going to make him gain back all of his Parks and Recreation weight.
You want pudgy Chris Pratt?
Yeah, we're going to get a pudgy Chris Pratt, and we're going to say, we're going to work around his schedule when he plays Star-Lord again or does a Jurassic sequel, but we're going to need him to gain some weight. And if Christian Bale can do it between every single role he plays, Chris Pratt can figure it out.
Oh, sure.
Okay, world, help me out. Is this lamp moving or am I hallucinating? It's moving, right? Where am I moving? Am I moving the phone? What in the hell?
Travis, for that role, I went with Edward Norton.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Edward Norton's a huge pain in the ass, I hear. But I mean, he's pretty good actor, you know.
Yeah, a lot of amazing actors are.
See, Alec Baldwin wasn't the type for that, and I think it's more in Edward Norton's wheelhouse. I'm thinking like Death to Smoochy Edward Norton.
So remember, kids, a stepdad is a lot like a new puppy. They need patience and love while they adjust to their new surroundings. But remember, if he is ever abusive to you or mommy, what are the magic numbers?
911!
That's right!
You know, okay. Let him ham it up a little bit.
Like keeping the faith, Ed Norton?
Yeah, yeah, just let him have a little bit of fun. You know, he doesn't need to do a lot of heavy lifting. Just let him have some fun.
Sure.
Drunk.
All right, so I had thought about a couple people for this role. A
couple people.
So in my others receiving votes, I had Zach Braff. He's a little goofy.
I hate Zach
Braff. I do too, and it's super funny because he also crossed my mind for this part.
Yeah, but like, you realized you hated him though, right?
I realized that I couldn't stand to work with Zach Braff or see his stupid Alex Inc. face.
Yeah,
and
yeah. He made a TV show about being a podcaster.
Oh my god, my wife watched like three episodes of that show.
Did she say, "Hey, Travis, is it like this for you?"
No, I just no. She didn't ask. She doesn't ask. But I said, yeah, right. He like rents this giant loft, like this huge. He's like just gonna start a podcast company.
It's like somebody put a bunch of words into an AI generator, and made podcast company. Those are two things that people like, right? Okay, so Zach Braff is not who you went with. It's just somebody that you thought of.
Another person that I thought of but ultimately did not go with, still in the theme of the, you know, kind of the ladies' man playing off role, is Ashton Kutcher.
Okay.
Sure.
I decided to go ahead and skip Ashton Kutcher, and I went with Jason Bateman, ultimately.
Oh, that's great.
God damn it. Travis, I'll tell you, Jason Bateman was somebody that I was talking to my wife about, and I talked myself out of Jason Bateman for a reason that will become evident later.
Sure. Okay, that's a great casting choice.
Yeah, I think like Jason Bateman would be good.
See, I painted myself into a corner when I was doing this because I was trying to cast. Like age wise, like I was trying to figure out how old Gina Davis and Alec Baldwin were around the time they made.
They were both like 32.
Yeah, they were like in their early to mid 30s, and that's what I was like trying to cast to that age because I'm like, oh, they just bought their first house. It's a big house. They don't have any kids yet. Da 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 da.
I was doing something similar with age, only I was trying to find a actor and actress whose ages were close because I always look up on IMDb like how different in age the romantic interests are from one another. And I ended up breaking my own rule with my female selection. She's 11 years younger than Edward Norton.
that's pretty typical. Well, let's get in on it. The next role we need to cast.
The next role is Barbara Maitland, originally played by Gina Davis. Drunk. You going to do the people that you thought of and who you eventually
went
with?
Why don't we let Travis go in case I...
You just want to pick up the rear on all...
I'll pick up the rear, yeah.
Well, see, this one was hard for me, too. Like, the main couple was super hard for me. Like, I went a couple of different ways where I was like, hey, I'm going to cast Jim and Pam from The Office. Like, from The Office era. And I was like cast Isla Fisher and Owen Wilson in these parts. So I was trying to do team ups that you've seen before and like, but the ages just didn't work out for me. So like I said, to try to get the money behind this motion picture, and seeing as they've worked together before, you know, she's a little bit pricey. But I think that it's going to get people to the theater to see this so we can recoup some of our cash. So, Jennifer Lawrence is who I cast in this part.
Yeah, that'll do it. That'll get your movie made.
She's multi-talented for sure.
Right. For the part of Barbara Maitland, Travis, I went with Zooey Deschanel.
So my backstory then for Edward Norton is way different because I feel like now he's like a divorced guy and he was cheating on his ex-wife with Zooey Deschanel.
She's kind of quirky, Travis.
She's adorkable.
She wears glasses without lenses in them. You know, like Gina Davis is kind of play the soft-spoken gal in that movie. I think it would work.
I think it'll work too.
You think Edward Norton, this is like his second wife?
It's got to be, right? Because is that all he's got on her is 11 years?
Yeah. You'd think it'd be more. Huh?
She's actually way older than you think she is. Zooey, that is.
She's 11 years younger than however old Edward Norton is, because I looked it up.
Okay. Well, I like that. I like her in this character, and I think she'll play off of Beetlejuice and the gal really well, so I like that casting.
So anyway, two of my four have already been brought up. I did think of Rose Byrne as Barbara, but apparently she's playing the mom now.
Yep, she's now the mom, so that's out.
I did think of Zooey myself.
Oh, you had her on the list?
I had her on the list. I skipped her. I had Emma Stone on the list, and I ultimately skipped her, too.
Right.
And I went with Ellie Kemper.
Ellie Kemper.
Yeah. Little quirky, little
is
different.
That the Kimmy Schmidt?
Yes.
That's Kimmy Schmidt. I think her and Jason Bateman will have amazing chemistry.
That would probably be pretty good. See, Drunk's doing pretty good, Travis.
Really good. Yeah, I'm very impressed.
Drunk would just give us a big steaming pile of shit, but he's actually doing a pretty good job, Travis.
Mm-hmm. Completely agree. Okay. I'm all for watching this motion picture, but it will all come down to the last two casting, whether or not we push this movie forward.
Still bone it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost wondering if we have the same Beetlejuice. I'm almost wondering if
so. You got Edward Norton and Zooey, and refresh me again, Travis. Who you got?
Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt.
That's right.
So this is A-list shit right here.
So it's Passengers, but with Beetlejuice.
Exactly. We're not putting them into space.
They got to have a mulligan. Those two.
Yep. Exactly. I feel like they got the shaft. People just didn't give them the chance together, and I want to rectify that.
So the Winona Ryder role, Lydia Deetz, is the
star of the animated series, the Beetlejuice animated series. She was the main character there. Well, obviously Beetlejuice was, but
it was a good show. It was a great show.
I enjoyed it.
I went with Hailee Steinfeld.
Oh no, you didn't.
I did, Travis. Is that who you went with too?
That is also my pick for the role.
So who is
Hailee
Steinfeld?
You know, and how hard it was for me to come up with this.
Yeah, it's hard, Travis, because every time we do one of these and there's like a teenage girl role, we just pick one of the two gals in Modern Family and call it a day, typically.
Oh, typically. Is that the younger one or the older one?
No. Hailee Steinfeld is the gal from True Grit. She was in a movie called Edge of 17 that was...
A great movie.
I'll have to IMDb.
Surprisingly not terrible.
I'm not familiar.
She's also a pop star.
Right. I think that she could, like, you know, do kind of the sunken eyed sad girl thing pretty good.
I agree.
So you had picked the same person, Travis?
We picked the same perfect. Like I said, and this one was really hard because, like I said, I wanted to make her an adopted character. So I wanted to do a little race swapping, you know, not to be obligatory, but I thought it would work for my story. But I just couldn't nail it down. And she was the one that I landed on because of I feel like she can pull that character off, and she's like the perfect age. I think she's like 18, so it works out perfectly.
So Drunk, you have people that you went with.
So like we were saying, the teenage girl is kind of...
It's a harder one.
Hard role.
Yeah.
And I was drawing a blank forever. And so, you know, just for WFOD comedy's sake, I was going to throw Poppy out there just because.
Poppy?
Oh, yes.
That's not bad,
but
actually.
That's not who I went with.
That'd be fucking great.
Oh, my God.
No, seriously. I will pre-order my ticket right now if Poppy is in the Beetlejuice remake, Travis.
If Poppy is Lydia Deetz. And the whole time she's just doing weird, like her weird YouTube speeches, like through the whole movie.
There's ghosts in the attic.
What are ghosts? Are you a ghost? Am I a ghost?
Hello? 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 It's Poppy. Thank you.
no time.
But ultimately, who I went with, the actress's name is Brighton Sciarbino.
Drunk's going deep, Travis.
She's famous for cutting the heads off the rats in The Walking Dead.
Is she the Look at the Flowers gal?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
That's a deep cut.
It is a deep cut.
Just look at the flowers, Lizzie. Just look at the flowers. Just look at the flowers.
Good
drunk,
actress,
drunk got on IMDb for that one, Travis.
I did.
Yep.
I did.
Drunk's like, I gotta find Look at the Flowers, girl. She's gonna be in my Beetlejuice remake.
She needs another shot after she got one in the head.
Yeah, that's a tough one because I mean, you know, there's not many like famous teenage girls that you like just know about.
Well, our culture and like entertainment, like media and everything, it's like so like niche. Like, so when there are these girls, there are the, you know, or guys of that age too, they're in these shows that nobody's ever heard of or nobody. Like, I was going to pick the gal who plays Hannah Baker in that 13 Reasons Why show that I like a lot. She's like an Australian actress. I think she's like 20-21, so she's playing a high school gal.
Yeah, there's like 30-year-old people playing. Like, how old were Dawson and Pacey and all of them when they were
right? They're mid to late 20s, I think. All of those people.
Joshua Jackson, yeah.
Yeah, Joshua Jackson was a mighty duck when he was the age that he played in Dawson's Creek. So the titular role, Travis.
The titular role. This is a big one, right?
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
There was as soon as Drunk had brought this up, saying that we should recast Beetlejuice. There was only one person in my mind for this character. He's zany. He's a little dark. I've cast him in every single recast we've done thus far.
Travis is
my Beetlejuice is Sam Rockwell.
Travis cast Sam Rockwell in everything we've made so far, Drunk.
Sam Rockwell.
Drunk is IMDBing Sam Rockwell.
Travis, oh, no, he just won an Oscar, man.
Travis, my Beetlejuice... see, now, it's hard because... Michael Keaton should just be Beetlejuice.
Yeah, it's such an iconic role. He defined it.
I was thinking about putting Michael Keaton just as my reboot.
Right, and it's yes. Really...
Sorry, you're the only one that can play this.
Hard. And, you know, honestly, in the movie Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice isn't really in it very much.
No, and that's why they made... He was so popular after the fact. That's why they like, did the animated...
Right.
Cartoon, because people wanted more Beetlejuice and so, there just wasn't enough Beetlejuice.
I'll tell you guys, if we make our new Beetlejuice, put more Beetlejuice in it.
Right.
Right. Yeah, right.
What Beetlejuice needs is more Beetlejuice.
Isn't there been movies like that before where it was like, you know, they had these characters and people really, really liked them. They weren't in it enough. And then the sequel came out and it was like all that character. And then people were like, oh, no, you put too much of that character in that.
Travis, my Beetlejuice, I went with Will Arnett as Beetlejuice.
Oh, yeah, I can see Will Arnett in there.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Job.
Yeah, and that's why I didn't go with Jason Bateman, because then I thought that people would just say, oh, you just took the cast of Arrested Development made Beetlejuice with it.
Well, I mean, shit, they took the cast of Arrested Development and made Archer, so I mean...
Yeah, but I was thinking about, like, the Lego Batman movie and the voice he did in that... you know, kind of a comedic, over-the-top performance. I think Will Arnett would do a good Beetlejuice.
I agree.
All right, so for my others receiving votes, I thought maybe Zach Galifianakis.
As Beetlejuice?
He's a little on the loud side, kind of different, but...
It'd be interesting.
And then I thought, you know...
See, you say Zach Galifianakis as Beetlejuice, and I think of The Cat in the Hat right away.
Yeah.
I just think that's the end of Zach Galifianakis.
Then I thought a possibility of, you know, Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen is Beetlejuice.
And then I kind of skimmed over him. Danny McBride, maybe.
Danny McBride would be a fun Beetlejuice.
And then
I think that, like, you have to be a fan of Danny McBride to like that casting, though, you know?
And then I ultimately settled with John C. Reilly as my Beetlejuice.
John C. Reilly as
Beetlejuice. I like that.
Wow.
You bring back Poppy and get rid of the other gal as Lydia, and I'm in for this movie. I will kickstart this bastard.
John C.
Sounds good.
Travis, how much would you pay? Like if at RealityCon we just have a panel where John C. Reilly and Poppy have a conversation. Doesn't matter.
So much money.
Doesn't matter what it's about. I mean, like, you pick a topic and you just say, okay, you two talk about trucks.
I just say discuss your evening. You know, what'd you guys do last night? And then just sit back.
Come on, Dewey. Join the party. Wow.
No, Dewey. You don't want this. Get out of here. You know what? I don't want no hangover. I can't get no hangover.
It doesn't give you a hangover.
Well, I get addicted to it or something?
It's not habit forming.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I don't want to overdose on it.
You can't OD on it.
It's not going to make me want to have sex, is it?
It makes sex even better.
Sounds kind of expensive.
It's the cheapest drug there is.
Hmm.
You don't want it.
I think I kind of want it.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I like all of our movies.
I do too. I'd watch each and every one of them.
Travis's would make the most money.
Just because he's got the biggest names.
I got two Oscar winners in there.
He's got two Oscar winners and two big draws.
Yeah.
Right.
I think mine would be a little bit funnier than yours guys's.
I did one more extra recast, though.
Was it the fat guy with the weird hair?
It was the fat guy with the weird hair. Was that her agent or was that their real estate agent? How did that work? What was he? I can't recall.
He was his art agent.
You're lucky the yuppies are buying condos so you can afford what I'm going to have to do to this place.
Also, I'm here to relax and clip coupons. And damn it, I mean to do it.
Then go do it quietly, dear, and let Othon, I think.
Is the rest of the house as bad as this?
So I recast the art agent.
Otho.
That's right, Otho. So he's kind of a pretentious dick, but then he knew about ghosts a little bit and stole the book and started messing around.
Yep.
Well, I cast TJ Miller as the
you can't cast TJ Miller anymore, Travis.
Oh, I'll cast TJ Miller in whatever I want. And Chris Hardwick's going to moderate the panel at Comic-Con.
I think just off.
You got to bring Kevin Spacey back, Travis?
Kevin Spacey is an executive producer on this picture.
I feel like
actually he directs it.
Just off the top of my head, if I was going to cast Otho, I'd probably go with Ross the intern.
Who?
The guy that finished second on Celebrity Big Brother. Ross.
The homosexual guy from the Tonight guy. Show?
Yeah. Yeah, him.
Cooties. Yes, it is like cooties.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, because I promised your mother I would find you a job.
You
and
did
I said I would employ you until I could find you a job. This was the biggest mistake of my life.
Sorry.
Okay, what was the interview this time?
I went to the Santa Barbara Zoo to interview to be a zookeeper.
You know, that would seem appropriate to
right.
me. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and it was thrilling, Jake, because I got to work with lions and giraffes and monkeys. Oh, my. And I'm a huge animal lover.
Right, okay.
But picking up after these animals is a lot different than taking care of my little 7-pound dog, Louise.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You have that little rodent dog you have there, Louise. Is it a dog or is it a large
rat?
Oh,
no!
Sorry,
she's
what about Wayne Knight?
Yeah.
What's Wayne?
I mean,
he's got
the stature, I guess. Can he play a role like that? I mean, he's pretty much Newman in everything, right?
Yeah, he just does his Newman thing. I mean, I think it would work. And that's just off the top of my head. I mean, if I really gave Otho a lot of thought, I could probably do better. Ask me in 3 weeks. I mean, next week.
I'll ask you last week.
Yeah, ask me last week if I've given it any thought, Travis.
All right, I definitely will.
Oh, boy.
We did it. We got the Beetlejuice movie reboot flowing. We did our next recast. It shouldn't be so long until we do another one.
Yeah. We should do this. This is fun.
It is fun.
And we've done quite a few. We should do it more often. You're right, Travis. That's all. You're right. And your AI rap, I like it.
Well, maybe we have to record it. We'll put that out as a single.
Crazy long green like a cheese. Boy, I tell you, I thought you were a tease. Can't take the holes in underwear. Can't take the blunts. Would have tried to flow. I guess I got no blints.
I like that the AI did do a fun thing where it reversed a couple of lines. I'm rapping to the bet, and I'm going to move your vet. And two things later is I'm rapping to the vet, and I'm going to move your bet. See how it flipped it?
Wow. That's creative. Mm-hmm. It's kind of silly. And it's not even like a Limp Bizkit thing. It's like a callback, you know?
Right. It's like, hey, remember when I said this? Well, now I'm flipping that upside down, and I'm saying this.
Right. I mean, it's later on in the song. It's not like, you know, I know y'all be loving this shit right here. L-I-M-P Bizkit is right here.
Right. It's more like, yeah, yeah's in a toilet state of mind. Thinking of money, yeah's thinking of money, money.
Drunk, do you have what you'd call a pick of the week?
Yeah, I got something.
Now keep in mind, it's this week.
I get.
It's not last week.
I get you. So is this something you could add in little post prod?
What do you mean? Like play a
sound bite
of your pick of the week?
Yeah.
Or are you talking about like adding your pick of the week later?
No.
Adding
a sound.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So you know that scene in Joe Dirt where he names off like a million fireworks? You try to tell me you ain't got no whisker biscuits, dangling hammers. Whatever those are.
So your pick of the week is that part of that movie?
Yes.
So you're going to tell me that you don't have no black cats, no Roman candles or screaming memes?
No.
Oh, come on, man. You don't got no lady fingers, buzz buttles, snicker bombs, church burners, finger blasters, gut busters, zippity doodahs, or crap flappers?
No, I don't.
You're going to stand there owning a fireworks stand and tell me you don't have no whistling bungholes? No spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, hoosker do's, hoosker don'ts, cherry bombs, nips and dazers, with or without the scooter stick, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
No.
There is a local fireworks place around here that has been using like a retool of that speech from Joe Dirt for like 3-4 years.
Like in a radio commercial or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, it's a radio commercial. And instead of snakes and sparklers, he says we only have smoke bombs and sparklers to change it up just a little bit to not get sued.
You trying to tell me you ain't got no whisker biscuits, whistling hammers. I can't remember all of them he says.
Charlie Dangers.
Whisker do's, whisker don'ts.
Trevor, a pick of the week? Something you want the people to know about?
You know, just my pick of the week is good times, family, barbecue, and enjoying your day off.
Are fireworks illegal where you are, Travis?
There's a certain grade of firework. You can shoot fireworks off, and it depends on what kind of neighborhood you live in. If you got a bunch of old neighbors that are going to call the cops on you, but you can buy decent fireworks around here. You just necessarily can't shoot them off.
Do you get sparklers? You guys light up sparklers and then like wiggle them around and the little sparks fly around?
We don't get anything. We're too busy on the 4th of July. We go to the in-laws and we spend a day there cooking out. The kids will have like some of those snap things that you throw at the ground or whatever, but then we're off to the fireworks show. So we don't really have time to be lighting off a bunch of fireworks at our house.
You get snakes? You light the little snake and then it becomes a little snake.
You know, when I don't know if it was like this when you were a kid, but my parents were more than happy to just like give me a lighter and a box of sparklers and those little snakes and shit and like just not be around while I use them.
Bottle rockets.
Didn't give a shit.
Like, they're just like, okay, here's a lighter. Try to make this little hockey puck turn into like a long thing. Don't Roman burn yourself. Candles,
but they wouldn't give me anything more than a Roman candle.
I like nothing those. Higher than a Roman I like candle. Those little helicopter things that you lit them and they went zzzz.
Oh, when I was a kid, I really liked the tanks that you lit the tank and it would like crawl for a bit before it like shot out of its like a bazooka, its cannon.
Parachuters are fun too.
Yeah. And usually it just start on men? Fire.
Yeah, those are good. It's all good. Last year, Laura's parents bought these bags that like you lit on fire, and then like they just kind of like went up in the air, and then just eventually landed somewhere. But like there was still like it was like the basic premise of a hot air balloon, but like there was like a flaming ball that just like went airborne and then went and landed somewhere, and that can't be safe.
Is that like those paper lanterns that people light?
Yeah,
just like put up into the air. Hope it doesn't land into a dry farmer's field.
They have those now. Those lantern festivals where everybody goes and lights a lantern, and there's like hundreds of thousands of lanterns that go up in the air.
Right,
like those things land somewhere, right?
I mean, you just kind of hope they're out by the time they do land.
Yeah, I mean, you hope.
I think they don't start to land until the fire goes out.
But the fire's not out. It's just not enough to carry it. There's still a fire, though. We shouldn't be sending our fires out into the world. We should have our fires contained. Didn't they teach you that?
Well, definitely not in the West Coast.
And this is a metaphor for your children, so... Shouldn't be sending them out into the world like this. They could possibly burn shit down. You
teach them. Teach them not to set fires.
Mike, do you have a pick of the week for the week?
Guys, my pick of the week is you guys. Thanks for being my friends.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Guys, we'll do it again next week. Thanks for hanging out. We appreciate all of you. God bless you.
Guns out, phones out.
It's over.
Well. Bye.
Hey there, fella. Thank you for listening to this installment of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. You can join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. And be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. Just about every night of the week, you can find yourself a nice little live program. They do a whole thing. It's fun. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at WFODicks.com. That's right. WFODicks.com is where the show lives. Go over there. Check it out. God damn it, is it a great website. Let me tell you, we got it all. You like links? Got links. You like podcasts? We got podcasts. You like blogs? Well, there's some of those too. Not too many, but there should be more. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFO Dix. We're at WFO Dix on everything. So if you have a social media, reach out, say hi. If you want to email us, Mike or Travis at WFODix.com or drunk at WFODix.com. All three of us, we have an email. Give us a call when we're live, when we're not live. Give us a call whenever you want. 636-487-HAND. Comments, feedback, whatever. Special thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Harry Balls on Ya, Liquid Lozenge, and Brian Kranz. If you'd like to be a Patreon sponsor, patreon.com/WFODix. Kick us a buck or two, get all that premium stuff that we put up there. Bonus episodes. Well, not really bonus episodes. After shows. You get after shows. Sometimes you get pre-shows. Hey, there's stuff on there. It's fun. Or, you know, you could just do it to be a nice guy. You don't have to contribute money, or you do the show for funsies. We don't care about the cash. But, you know, reach out to a guest. If we have a guest, tell them you heard them here. Fucking retweet the show. Tell a friend. Support our sponsors. There's lots of things you could do. Give us an iTunes review. Anything. I mean, be a pal. We're doing the show. If you like the show, get involved. You know what I'm saying? We'll see you next week. We appreciate you. There's no point in doing it without you. We'll see you next week. God bless.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.
We're all going to the summer pool party. No more swimming for a week or two. Loud beers and funny girls at our summer pool party. No more easy songs for me or you for a week or two. Summertime and the living is loud. Beers are drinking and the girls are high. Oh, your cousin's wet and your nana is hot. So hush my sticky bae, don't you cry. Oh, the summer of 1999. I can't wait to do some drinking with you. You can't wait to do some drinking with me. This just can't be summer love, you'll see. This just can't be summer love. 'Cause you were mine for the summer. Now we know it's nearly over. Feels like July sunshine, but I always remember. You were my summer love. You always will be my summer love. I wish they all could be. I wish they all could be. I wish they all could be beers of Midwest. Summertime and the living is loud. Beers are drinking and the girls are high. Oh, your cousin's wet and your nana is hot. So hush, sticky babe, don't you cry.